Here are today's top stories. The Chicago Public Schools laid off 80-plus employees and teachers in an effort to shave another $100 million from the budget. City leaders attack Springfield for letting this happen, once again pleading for lawmakers to come up with a new funding formula, in which lawmakers in Springfield responded, "Hey, come on, it's February. We don't do anything till the end of May. What do you think we do down here? We eat lunch. That's what we do. And we got an extra day in February, so there's a lot of lunch today. Leave us alone." The Chicago Teachers Union said we could be looking at a strike on April 1st, which to me is terrible timing, because I would just think it's one big April Fool's joke. Oh, teachers didn't show up. Maybe they're in the closet. April Fool's! I guess they're on strike. Super Tuesday tomorrow, but today Mayor Emanuel weighed in on Donald Trump. The mayor belittled Trump for being a reality show star and then condemned him for not disavowing David Duke more than he did and for tweeting out a Mussolini quote. Okay. Trump then responded with, "Wait, Rahm Emanuel, I give you money, like, all the time, right? Because that's American politics. Also, are we really at the point where we're having a conversation about the KKK? The other stuff didn't stick to Trump, so we're just bringing back the classics? KKK, even white supremacists are like, KKK. Oh, God, they suck." The Zika virus has arrived in Chicago, prompting everyone with a cough to say, "Oh, looks like I got the Zika." Okay, all right. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas asked a question in court today for the first time in 10 years. I think we have the audio.
I can only get the album on Tidal? Is there an app I could put on my phone?
That's just what I assume Clarence Thomas would sound like, since we never hear him. Last night, the Oscars hit us over the head with the controversy surrounding diversity. When asked for comment, old Hollywood was like, "Give me another martini, and for goodness sake, we get it. We'll make sure there's at least one black actor nominated next year, okay? Now let us be old and white and wear our ascots in peace." Then old Hollywood got so drunk that they killed Natalie Wood again. The Western Avenue Viaduct at Belmont is being torn down. When asked for comment, everyone was like, "Eh, okay." I feel bad there are no historians clamoring for some viaduct love. So here goes. This is for you, Viaduct. "Hey, girl. I remember you. For all the potholes, for all the times that it felt like traffic was starting to move, but it didn't. Oh, girl. For all the times I had to circle back because you don't allow left turns. Hey, you know what? You complete me. You made me better." Moment of silence for the Western Avenue Viaduct. Ugh, looks like I got the Zika. In weather, we just got another snowstorm coming through. Even though tomorrow is meteorological spring, which that sounds like something Tom Skilling made up for a promo. But have no fear, after the snow, it's going to get super warm, which is scary. But don't take my word for it, just take Leo's word for it. Everybody loves Leo, but Justin said the same thing last week. In sports, the NHL trading deadline came and went, and the Hawks stood pat. Only picked up 8 new players. Now I think it's time for a download sports talk radio guy. "Is this team even trying to win? Is this team even serious about winning? Who do they think they are? Huh?" That's download sports talk radio guy. Alshon Jeffrey will get about $14 million to play with the Bears next year after the team put the franchise tag on him. And after they put the tag on him, Jeffrey complained of soreness, so he's just going to sit out a couple. He's out for 6 weeks. The Bulls aren't sure if D. Rose will play against the Heat on Tuesday. In this case, I'm okay with that. Just win a couple more games, stay out of Cleveland's way until the Eastern Conference Final, be ready for the playoffs. Basketball is all about peaking at the right time when you don't have talent. The Cubs and Sox are, yep, just check. They're still at spring training. That's about it. And finally, today, February 29th, an extra day for the leap year, so make sure it counts. It's like having your life's defense jumped off sides. You get a free play. Do you throw the ball away or do you heave it downfield hoping for a score? Or maybe a pass interference to get better field position? And how many timeouts do you have left? And, okay, well, may have lost the metaphor there. But the point, live a little, because tomorrow, technically, is today. That's the carryout for February 29, 2016. For leap year, we're running a special on frog legs. It just tastes like froggy chicken. You're welcome.